Actress Emmanuelle Shrieky, author and activist Noah Tishby, and business leader and human rights activist Mandana Dayani joined volunteers at JLA, formerly Westside Jewish Community Center, to pack hygiene kits for Good Plus Foundation in Los Angeles for Global Mitzvah Maker Day, a day of service held April 27. They were among the thousands of Jewish allies and friends that came together for a day of service while bringing light, hope and tikkun olam to local communities worldwide, from cleaning beaches to preparing meals for those in need. Individuals volunteered with 25 organizations across 14 cities around the world, including Los Angeles, New York, Toronto, Tel Aviv, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Miami and Washington, D.C. Global Mitzvah Maker Day is a program of one mitzvah a day, a grassroots movement that focuses on expressing gratitude via daily emails and calls to those who take a stand against anti-Semitism and support Israel. On May 4, Beth Haim Chadashim, BCC, held its 2025 Vision Awards at its House of New Life in Los Angeles. The world's first synagogue founded by and for gay and lesbian Jews established its annual Vision Awards 40 years ago to recognize and honor leaders who have made significant contributions towards Tikkun Olam. Repairing the World. This year, the community honored its rabbi of almost 5 years, Rabbi Gillian Cameron, with the Harriet Pearl Zedek Award. In her introduction, Cameron's sister, Evan, a winemaker in Napa who donated sparkling wine, praised her sister for devoting her life to making this world more just, more compassionate, and more whole. Accepting the award, Cameron highlighted that justice work takes many forms. Our community teaches that saving one life is akin to saving the whole world. If there is a single person who feels they can be how they want to be, one single person whom I have helped to convince, despite the noise coming from so many different directions, that they are worthy of existing, of being loved, of being cherished. That is Zedek, that is justice, Cameron said. BCC members Avia Farkas and Ronnie Wexler shared the Rabbi Irwin and Agnes Herman Humanitarian Award. Both are docents at the Holocaust Museum LA, where they guide mostly school-age children through the exhibit. The award recognizes them for their tireless work preserving the memory of the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust and teaching the next generation. One of BCC's cadre of cantorial soloists, Raymond Zachary, hosted the afternoon affair in one of their two drag personas, Aunt Shirley. The program concluded with "Do You Love Me?", performed as a duet between the rabbi, who sang in an a cappella group in college, and Zachary, Aunt Shirley. On May 4, Wizo California, in partnership with Israel Bonds, held a brunch reception in Beverly Hills to celebrate Israel's 77th Independence Day. The event featured Santiago Peña, president of Paraguay, as a guest of honor, highlighting the enduring alliance between Israel and the global community. The gathering brought together civic leaders, philanthropists and Zionist advocates for an inspiring celebration of Israel's resilience and strength. President Peña's presence underscored Paraguay's long-standing support for Israel, and his remarks reaffirmed the importance of international friendship in these challenging times. Several dignitaries, including Beverly Hills Mayor Sharona Nazarian, Vice Mayor John Mirisch, and council member and former Mayor Lester Friedman were in attendance, emphasizing the strong ties between the local community and international partners. WIZO, the Women's International Zionist Organization, is Israel's largest social welfare institution, operating over 800 programs across the country, including daycare centers, youth villages, domestic violence shelters, and vocational schools. WIZO California is part of WIZO USA, powered by Repair the World. Club ZLA, a Zionist education group for teens, mobilized their community in service alongside One Big Kitchen Los Angeles over the National Days of Jewish Service, held throughout the month of April. American Friends of Megan David Adam, AFMDA, held a powerful evening at the Sabin Theater on May 4, bringing together former IDF spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus and Emmy-nominated journalist Jackie Karsh for a discussion on Israel's challenges and future. Guests were deeply moved as Svi Tibber, a senior paramedic with Megan David Adam, recounted his first-hand experiences responding to urgent calls on October 7, stories of courage, resilience, and unwavering dedication. The evening also marked a significant moment of action. AFMDA National Board member Freda Kopman and her family made a meaningful impact by dedicating an ambulance that will soon be deployed to help save lives in Israel.